Is Jerry here for attendance?
I am.
Great.
Chairman DeLong?
Here.
Deputy Chair Corcoran?
Here.
Legislator Criswell?
Here.
Legislator Peretti? Legislator Peretti? Legislator Wara?
Here.
Yeah, John Peretti is here. He's just probably on mute. He's got his mic off.
All right.
Yes.
Thank you.
Hey, John.
Hi, how are you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to all of you. All right. Do we have a motion? Can I get a motion to approve the minutes and transcript of the December 1st, 2020 meeting?
I'll make that motion.
All right. Do I have a second?
Yep. I'll do it.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Next on the agenda is SUNY Ulster update.
Hi, Chairman DeLong. Thank you so much.
Hello.
Dr. Roberts extends his apologies for having a conflict this evening. He's making a delivery to a close friend and supporter of the college and asked if I could just jump on and share a report with you on his behalf. SUNY Ulster's fall 2020 enrollment ended down 6.31% in FTEs compared to budget. For our winter 2021 session, we were down 0.3% in FTEs. And currently, year over year, our spring enrollment is down 18.8% in FTEs. We do still have some opportunities for enrollment coming in March and April with our express semester courses. And of course, our collegiate enrollment as well also needs to be factored into the final where we end with spring of 21. A lot of our colleagues and community colleges are experiencing enrollment declines currently with the COVID-19 landscape that we've all been facing. And that is true in the Hudson Valley as well. And we do project to be expecting enrollment to be declined again as we approach the fall of 21 semester. So we are in the process of developing scenario-based budgeting and two options. And I'd like to ask Jamie Capuano, our Vice President for Administrative Services, if she could walk us through that update.
Sure, thanks, Jen. So as everybody, we're closely tracking the state budget too, watching the executive budget. And the executive budget did offer some potential relief, again, if the state receives federal funding. So we'll be closely monitoring all of that. As Jen said, at SUNY Ulster, we're doing scenario-based budgeting. So we're doing two budget scenarios, a 5% overall reduction and a 10% overall reduction. So all departments will be presenting budgets with those reductions kind of magnitude in mind as we go through the budgeting process. That will help us develop a budget that's gonna come out fiscally stable, you know, given with what we're seeing with enrollment trends, with COVID, and also so we can project out into the future. Obviously, we hope the state does receive full funding from the federal government, and we hope to restore that 20% reduction we saw current year. But again, you know, we just have to go in with the fiscal stewardship in mind and do the scenario-based budgeting at this time. Any questions on that?
No. Any questions from anyone? No. Well, thank you both. And if you do me a favor and just stay on the line for a while we go through the resolutions that have
been. Absolutely.
Thank you.
So let's move then to resolutions. Resolution number 9, amending funding sources for capital project number 483, Public Safety Training Center, to reflect increase in state share of construction costs. Ulster County Community College.
I'll move it.
All right.
Second.
All right. Discussion? Questions? All right. There being none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, carries. Resolution number 39, approving the execution of a contract for $60,300 entered into by the county, A&T Healthcare LLC, Office of the Aging. Motion?
Motion.
I'll second that for you.
Second?
Yep.
All right. Any question, discussion? All right. I'll call for a vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right. Any opposed? Being none, that passes. Resolution number 40, approving the execution of a contract for $83,300 entered into by the County and Family Home Health Care, Inc., Office of the Aging. Need a motion?
So moved.
All right. Second?
Second.
All right. Any discussion, questions?
I'm here if you have them.
All right. Anyone? All right. There being none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. Resolution number 43, approving the execution of a contract for $450,000 entered into by the county, WellCare Inc., doing business as WellCare, Office of the Aging. Motion?
Did we just skip resolutions?
I think I may have. Okay.
41 and 42.
Okay, we'll go back to that one. Resolution 42, the execution of a contract for $56,000 entered into by the county, Unlimited Care Inc., Office of the Aging.
I'll move it.
All right. Second?
Sure, I'll second it.
All right. Any questions? No. Comments? Okay, there being none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? No.
Resolution 41, Chairman.
Okay. Number 41, I skipped.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Resolution number 41, approving the execution of a contract for $59,185 entered into by the County Gateway Community Industries, doing business as Gateway Hudson Valley, Office of the Aging.
I'll move that.
All right. Second. Any questions? I'll call for a vote.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Thank you. So I guess now we're on 43, correct? Resolution number 43, approving the execution of a contract for $450,000 entered into by the county, WellCare Inc., doing business as WellCare, Office of the Aging.
I'll move that. Second.
Thank you. Any questions? None. Call for a vote. Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, thank you.
So you got off easy tonight.
So far.
I'm here.
This is not over.
My answer's ready.
All right, resolution number 46, authorizing additional funding for capital project number 528, Veterans Cemetery, to meet the environmental and permitting requirements related to archaeological studies and water supply, Veterans Service Agency.
I'll move that.
Have a second?
Second.
All right, any questions?
I had a question for Mark.
Sure.
So I'm just a little confused about the water supply situation. So what's it for? I mean, is it just for watering the lawn or what's needed there?
Yes. So there is an old well on site that we tested and it's not working. So when we do build that large extension, the expansion area, we are gonna need some sort of irrigation, initially just to get the grass green and growing. It's not gonna be a lot and it's not gonna be continuous. But you know, having that on site is critical to create a a dignified cemetery.
Sure. Is there nothing existing that you can plug into?
No, they were looking into, like I said, the well on site was, it did not work. It was very old, couldn't produce enough. And then potentially talking about tapping into just even water lines, which it didn't seem like that was the proper way to go monetarily.
And these monies are just for the study, right? These monies are for the execution of the engineering study.
So this is a joint one. It's for the environmental and permitting, which is also has to do with the archaeological phases that they're doing. They had found the initially they found artifacts on site, which, you know, caused us to go into a phase two archaeological dig. And they're gonna start the phase three, hopefully, you know, with approval come March, once everything, the ground thaws out a little bit better. And then they can start looking. Now, they're not anticipating finding anything that would preclude us from building, but it's something that the state is strongly advising we have to do because they coordinate with the Indian nations, for their approvals as we move forward. So we're not creating any turmoil or any issues as it moves forward.
So I take it these are native artifacts that you're coming across?
Yes.
Interesting.
Thank you. I'm a big fan of this project. It's just I wasn't understanding the water situation. So,
no problem, sir.
All right, I'll call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that carries. Thank you. Resolution number 48, approving the execution of a contract amendment for $53,200 entered into by the county in Pinatgaro and Deutsch Consulting Engineers PC Veterans Service Agency. Can I get a motion?
Motion.
All right, second?
Yep.
All right, can you, any questions? No. All right, then I'll call for a vote. Call for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that carries. Thank you. So now, under new business, I'd like to talk to an issue that Peter and I have been working on. Having to do with, I'm sorry? No. Peter and I have been working on for the last month or so on how this committee works and how we fund various groups. And what's come out of those conversations along with legislative staff is, I think, a methodology that goes to the Ways and Means Committee and asks for a specific dollar amount for programs. Now we have something to work with. And this process would also kind of enhance the timeline for the process with these nonprofits. So the first step would be for Ways and Means to determine what the annual budget would be for these non-county contract agencies. And the second step in the process would be to solicit from the legislature those areas of interest and lacking a better term, let's say a theme for that fiscal year. I know that last year, John, you brought up the issue of performance theaters throughout Ulster County as being something that you thought important. And I think a lot of folks felt the same way. So that would be an example of a theme, let's say. In turn, funding requests would go to the committee of jurisdiction, those committees that are involved with those particular activities, and ultimately be responsible for the contract executions and receiving data from those organizations as to what they are doing and how they are spending the money. Peter, is there anything that you want to add to this?
Yeah, I think just to piggyback on what you were saying about timing, the thing that's great about this is it pulls it away from budget timing. So, you know, it can be so crazy at budget time and we're all trying to scramble. This gives us a lot more space to figure it out if we know ahead of time, well ahead of time, that we've got a certain amount of money that is for legislative programs. It gives us a real number to work with, and it becomes much less of a scramble. So I think that's a big advantage. And the other thing, you know, of course, we've been talking about this idea of some sort of a matrix. It allows us to take in a lot of different ideas from legislators about, you know, what they'd like to see in terms of legislative programs criteria, and will allow us a framework to really view the process. So I think that what it does is it just kind of puts some strong brackets around it where it's been a little bit fuzzy. And I think we can all agree that it's been kind of on the fuzzy side, and that's been a frustration. So I think that what this resolution will do is just kind of solidify it. Here's the dollars that you have to spend, and here's your time frame.
And I think it ultimately makes life a little easier for the Ways and Means Committee too, because by the time it gets to budget time, this has been decided.
Well, may I ask, so the appropriate committee will make a decision on a dollar amount, a funding amount based on what they feel the county can afford. And then there can be non-for-profits or whoever comes in and applies for funding. It's not done, is it? Is that the way it's going to be done, or will it be done? Well, we always give so much to this group and so much to this group, and that's the base. Right.
Yeah, so what becomes the basis for this exercise is that it all starts at Ways and Means. And Ways and Means says, this is how much money you have.
Regardless of
legislative programs.
Regardless of who it goes to.
Correct.
Okay.
But then there are, as I say, themes that emerge from or decided upon by the legislature as a whole. Here's areas that we want to concentrate on this year. We want, you know, as you mentioned, and I'll just use an example, performance theaters. So we now know that we have, and I'm just going to use a number, $1 million that needs to go to these various themes. And performance theaters are one of them. Libraries may be another, but we have a defined amount that the Ways and Means Committee is comfortable with, and we know how much it is we have to spend. And I think that in the past, it's kind of been just the opposite, that people come to us with funding requests, right? And then it ultimately goes to Ways and Means, and that's where, you know, they have to wrestle with that number. We believe, in this process that it's better defined, and it's basically a done deal by the time it gets to budget time.
again. So in other words, the funding number will sort of be arrived at with blinders. In other words, based on finances, based on county situation, the economic situation, we will recommend or appropriate $1 million, $500,000, whatever the amount is, and then the appropriate programs or agencies, non-for-profits or whomever, can come in and apply for
that. That's exactly right, John. And what we're trying to do with this resolution is it's almost like a two-step process here. We're trying to get step one solidified, which is setting the money aside so that we know what we're working with. There's no questions about it. There's no mystery. There's no fighting back and forth about it. We've got X pot of money that we will be able to use. Yep. Then the next process that I think we're going to do as a committee, and correct me if I'm wrong, Jim, is that we're going to start taking suggestions of what are your criteria? What types of things would you like to see? All the things that we've been kind of talking about, we're going to start to put that into some sort of a document and start to think about that. You know, this again, John, I keep going back to your word, the matrix. I like that idea, you know, so part one and part two. And right now, tonight, we're on part one, basically.
I'm really, really happy with step one. That's where we have to start from.
Great.
Whatever goes after that, I don't want to be prejudiced or anything, but here it is. And now y'all can parcel it out with whatever criteria comes down the road in the future based on the matrix. I'll go with that for a little while, whatever it may be. And I think
exactly.
That's fine.
Right. And understand we're still kind of developing it and fine tuning it, but that's the broad brush kind of approach. I want to say again that ultimately it will go back to ways and means, whatever is decided upon for final approval.
So just to piggyback on what John said, I mean, Amber put together that spreadsheet for me. Did you get that, Jim?
Yes,
I sent over to you?
Yes, and let's talk about that.
Right, so the idea, so if I'm understanding it right, and just again, piggyback on John, is that are we setting everything kind of back to zero and redoing that spreadsheet I gave you?
To be honest with you, Tom, I have not. I know that I have it, and if we could have a conversation offline about it, that would be great. I haven't gotten to it yet.
Okay, so, that's fine.
I apologize.
No, and that's fine. I just think if I'm understanding John, and John, correct me if I'm wrong, if so-and-so company got $25,000 the last 3 years, should we not anticipate that number again, right, John, that number doesn't stay consistent, that we relook at it and retune the whole spreadsheet to fit the final number that we've been approved by Ways and Means, right? I mean, I think that's what we're shooting for.
Correct.
There
could be somebody more in need.
Right. So over the years that number, again, that spreadsheet goes back to 17. The number was consistent right across the board, but maybe we adjust that like we had to do this year based on the COVID numbers. We adjust it to meet that final number that Ways and Means allocates to us. And I think,
I agree with you. And I think that it's an opportunity for us to put our dollars, like John just said, with the most need. You know, we can really look at, you know, what's the most impact that our legislative dollars and our taxpayer dollars can have. And how are we distributing that? Is that what you're getting at also, Tom?
Was that to me? My hearing.
I was talking to
an explanation of the, I mean, if a certain group got $25,000 for the last 5 years, but there's been no explanation of the need or where that money was going, I think that's what we're getting at, right? To do that, to retweak it, to see where the need is. And I think that's a great idea. Absolutely. Great idea.
Yes, I'm sorry, Nettie. Please, thank you, folks from the college. So again, you know, speaking of the college, so this doesn't really touch upon those county agencies, right? It's just those entities that are non-county that, you know, we give money to. We have certain obligations that we need to meet, but this is, you know, above and beyond. And here's a way of doing it so that it's less stressful, I think, for all involved, including the nonprofits, because ultimately they will know prior to the next fiscal year exactly how much money they can expect to receive from the county. So that makes their life easier too, doesn't it?
Well, and I would say they have an idea of the process, and they may not be able to come back every year because their neighbor may be looking for something somewhere down. Yes.
And I think this is what we're looking to do in our sort of step two, is to start to hash out all these ideas that we've been talking about and get them on paper and really start to make sense of exactly what we're talking about, geographic, different needs, different industries, you know, that type of thing. So
that's the idea.
Good idea.
Okay, so we will continue working on this and bringing it back to you. As the agenda says, this is for a March introduction. So thank you all. Any old business? Okay, there being none, I get a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
All right.
Second. Tom, we're battling tonight.
All right. Well, thank you all.
Stay healthy.
Worked out.
Stay safe.
Stay healthy.
Thanks. See ya.
You too. Okay, everybody.